This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Who's the face of the NBA, and does the association even need a face of its league?
And it's time for someone I know and love. I'll give the grisly details, the good, the bad, and the ugly.
You don't love me. It's the Emerging Podcast Scene presented by Extend Technologies on 92.3 The Fan on the free Odyssey app.
The first 4 hours were simply an amuse-bouche.
I'm stuffed. I can't remember the last time I ate this much.
Sure you don't want no dessert?
Not for me.
I'm good.
Your table is now ready for Carmen and Lima's Emerging Podcast Scene.
We're brought to you by Extend Technologies, XTENDAV.com. I think I got to turn myself down a little bit there. It's a little hot.
Don't touch it.
Oh, okay, never mind. Don't touch it.
Put it out with your boots, man.
Lima, I'm making the call today.
It's much needed.
It is time.
Especially after a recent scare.
Jeez, you're not supposed to talk about that yet,
hypothetically,
man.
Speaking, of course.
You ass. Well, never mind. No, I don't want to bring it up.
Let's put it out there.
Calling today after the show about a vasectomy. It's time. I thought about this. What am I going to do after I get it done? Like, what if my sons ask me what I got done? Do I just tell them?
Yeah, why not? What's the big deal?
It's a good way to break the bank with Axel.
His mother took it upon herself, which was not her job, to try to tell him about the birds and the bees. And I was like putting away stuff in the garage last summer. And I go, she did what? He goes, yeah, mom told me yesterday about the birds and the bees. And I says, what did she tell you? And he started telling me stuff. I go, none of that's correct. None of that's correct. Your mom tried to make it like very flowery here.
Did she bring up the stork?
Yeah, it was weird. And well, I go, hold on. And so I just basically, it made it easier for me because I just went through and corrected her where she was wrong.
There's a couple things where, especially with your sons, you have to go, well, there's the female perspective on this. And then there's what the guys are talking about, and the way that it goes down amongst the gentlemen.
Yeah, and I told him really the proper perspective of being a respectful young man and how that all is. Of course, by the time he gets to that age, I mean, it's all going to be AI robots anyway, so what the hell, right?
That's true.
Yeah, so maybe that responsibility will be left upon somebody else in some other generation.
Finally, you can have your fantasies acted out the way you
finally
want to.
He says, I've seen your fantasies. So I'm a little I'm ready now. I'm ready after Lima just kind of let the cat out of the bag there. That's a little much. So I'm I can't say I'm looking forward to it, but in the same way I am, because it's, you know, it's just time to, you know, just time to hang up the gun.
I will tell you, call it a career.
But can I tell you the real reason?
Do one final send-off like Kobe Bryant.
Should I do a tour?
A gift in every town.
Should I do a tour? I asked Liz, this is the best thing. So I was going to get it done years ago. And this is back when we only had two sons. And she was like, nah, don't, you know, da-da-da. And so I didn't. Her reasoning for it, she didn't tell me until recently, her reasoning for it, this is how warped my wife is she goes, well, I just figured you'd get married again someday. And then, and I go, well, she's like, well, if something happened to me, you'd get married. I go, no, there's no marrying again.
Or you could get married again, you're just not having kids again. Well, you're not starting that clock
but
over.
Honestly, I don't want to get married again. I don't ever want to get married again. I got life set up the way I want it to. So if it doesn't work out with my wife or something were to happen to my wife, that's it. Because I just don't trust anybody else to be my wife. You know, I've seen Casino too many times. I'm like, why did you trust Ginger with your money and your life and your children?
She seemed very untrustworthy.
Yeah, like, would you, of all these things, there's so many things. Like, the first time I saw this movie, I go, she's throwing chips up in the air. This is a woman you want to give your lockbox to and all that
stuff?
It's
a woman you want to have some excitement with, yeah. But it's not a woman you want
to. Exactly. I go, this is as dumb as it gets. What a dumb, dumb, dumb reason to do all this. And I think about my wife like that because she knows all my passwords. She knows all my deep, dark secrets, which basically just become everybody's knowledge because Lima just lets every cat I have ever had out of every bag. I don't trust anybody as much as I trust her, and I just can't imagine trusting anybody else as much as I trust her because I get everything else, not just a wife out of that.
But here's who you can
Speaking
trust.
Of letting cats out of bags... Itching my ass off right now.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
you
stop
scared
it.
The hell
like,
out of me.
My eyes
it.
Are watering.
I'm sorry.
So you're being serious right
yeah.
now.
No, he's not making it up.
Okay, I don't know. What
he's never been.
Some point, this needs to be addressed.
Owen's had a terrible back
then
for
we gotta
years,
address it.
And he's very rarely let us know about how bad his back is. So he's not a guy who likes to draw attention to himself
Which
over
we have
personal agony.
We have worked
like,
with people in the
people
past,
who
yes.
have done that.
I've had two sneezes so far in the podcast.
Okay.
So Owen is a...
It's under five.
You know what?
Sneezes under five.
But I want to be careful. I don't want to get anybody in trouble.
Let's just wait until next week. Owen, I know it's bothering you, and I sympathize with you, but I don't want to snitch on anybody right now within the building. So let's just wait until next Tuesday, and then we'll let that cat out of that bag. I know you're agitated.
Until I die.
And I feel...
Well, then we got no show.
Well...
Were you going to talk about it in memoriam?
Honestly, would it help if you and Mitch switch spots?
What are you
I'm just
talking
asking,
about?
Because we're right back here next to where that situation is, and if you switch spots with Mitch, maybe the air would be better.
Oh, if I leave this room, there is no switching spots. My next spot is in a GMC Terrain.
Okay. Well, it's not a long podcast anyway. We'll battle through it here. Going back to the vasectomy. So Liz just thought I would have another kid with other people, with another woman. And I was like, no, that's not it. I figured she always just wanted me to not get it because she didn't want to be done. And ended up, we weren't done because we had one more. Which we've always made those decisions very, very quickly. We made decisions, like with Axel, it's like, all right, no better time than now. And then...
we have so much in common, it's actually insane. People would have no idea.
We both have the same temperament in a lot of ways. We get over things very quickly.
Well, it's that we weren't even married.
Yeah.
And we both looked at each other, and we're like, all right, so we can't prolong the process. We're older. Let's just go. Do we both agree? We're both sober. We agree. Okay, let's do it. And then...
Lo and behold, it happened.
2 months. 2 months, yeah.
Basically, it was the same way. No better time than the present. And then, I mean, I can get into graphic detail and tell you exactly when each of them happened, but I'm not going to do that. But, we went to a wedding, and I wanted a girl. I decided I wanted a girl, and when we got back from a wedding in Buffalo, I said I wanted to try for a girl. She said she was down with it. Then I got a little bit of cold feet about it. Then she got very upset with me in a text exchange during a show one Wednesday morning. I said, fine. I'm coming home right now. And sure as hell, that's when it went down. So this time I really thought it was going to happen. It didn't. And because Liz has had some health issues here over the last couple of years, I figured there's no way to put her life in danger or the child in danger, and it's time to hang him up. So probably I'm saying way too much, but I'm going to hang him up. So
well, I will tell you, because we brought my scenario into the public sphere, and it was nonstop horror stories. It was people calling and tweeting the show with these all-time horror stories.
Yeah, no one tells you the good stuff.
And there were a few people that are like, what are these guys talking about? Anthony, this is not a big deal. So finally, I was actually put pretty much at ease. And I didn't think about it until I had scheduled out 2 months in advance or whatever. Mm-hmm. We had a lot of delays. Finally, it didn't hit me until 2 days before. And I'm like, I'm really getting this done. Mm-hmm. And this is just something that gets talked about in movies and TV.
They got a backup.
At the time, but there were delays, his availability. You'll be able to get in much
You
sooner.
Had a stay of execution at one
I
point.
I did.
Yeah.
And then my wife's like, you're not getting one now.
That was weird. I remember that conversation.
It was. And then I was like, do we want to have another kid? Is that why? Or whatever. I'm like, we cannot do this again. Mm-hmm. So and we only have two. You have three.
Yeah.
And you have more distance apart.
Yeah.
So,
well,
from the last one, it would be five years, the last, right?
No. Oh, how old? If I were to have another, a fourth, it's 6 years.
6 years. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So,
Axel, the child would be 10 and Axel, no, the child would be 8 and Axel would be graduating high school.
Oh. So, that'd be amazing. Yeah. So, the way that I thought about it is I go in that day and I had all the worst, those horror stories came right to the forefront of my mind.
Mm-hmm.
And fortunately, we had a pretty good setup, a live viewing audience that I was made to feel comfortable. Talked to everybody, laughed with everybody. They're asking me about the Browns, like everything they can do to get your mind off of it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I will say, when all is said and done, it was literally no big deal. The worst of it was me thinking about it ahead of time. And then there was one 3-hour span, a couple days later, where I should have been icing and I got a little cocky. And then you're reminded, you got to ice. You've got to stay on the icing.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Literally not a problem.
Did you drink afterwards?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Now, was it tough to get up and go to the bathroom? Because when you drink, you got to, you know. You break
just
the seal.
That, obviously, that first time, it's more a morbid curiosity. What is this going to feel like when I go to the bathroom?
Mm-hmm.
And I there was no different fit. Maybe just a smidge of a feeling.
Hmm.
That was it. It was fine. And then about, what would you say? Was it 5 days later? For the very first time, you got to, you know, flush out the system. And that was nerve-wracking. That was nerve-wracking because you want to make sure that everything is working in order, that the pipes are operational, fully operational.
Someone called about empty pipes.
That there's no internal leakage. So you did that. There was a different feeling for sure, but it wasn't as bad as what some people had said. Then I had some people. Do you remember somebody said it was their best flushing out of the system in the history of their flushing outs of the systems? And that was not the case with me. In fact, they've said for the rest of their life, they have been trying to...
They're chasing
that rush from the flush, and they've never been able to rekindle it. But the horror stories were way off. It was not a big deal.
Good.
And I drove home that day. They had said, "Oh, you know, you're gonna make sure to arrange for your transportation." And I said, "We'll see how it feels. If Sarah needs to come and get me, she needs to come and get me." But no. Oh, and then the other odd thing is, as somebody who's not worn much in the way of support for many years, you just have to double up, triple up, make sure nothing's moving. So that's a little weird if you're not used to that.
I am I'm looking forward to it just being done.
Yeah.
My day's off here.
Oh, I didn't really one last thing, Kenny. I didn't really look at it. I was afraid to look at it.
Yeah.
That first time, there is some cleaning up you gotta do that
you and
night.
My wife have something in common.
So I was afraid to look at it because some people have shown up. I guess I've had friends say that they like wanted to show everybody how crazy the inflammation was.
Yeah,
because it's for some people it's ridiculous.
Oh boy!
But I never felt it being ridiculous.
Okay. Well, I look forward to this process. I'm going to call right after the podcast. What was the other thing you wanted to cover today?
Face of the NBA.
Who is the face of the NBA, or do they need
a face
of the NBA?
Does it matter? So the NBA is going to be tasked with this. You're going to hear a lot of criticism over the NBA Finals this year. The ratings will not be good. Tyrese Halliburton, for basketball fans, I think are getting into the story for good or for worse. Like, they either like him or they don't. His persona is growing. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander had no persona until the foul merchant stuff started to become apparent. So I don't think there's a ton of people who get excited to watch him play,
mm-hmm.
unless you're really enjoying of the old mid-range game of the mid to late 90s, early 2000s. But he's very skilled. But he's not somebody that people are going to go out of their way to watch.
You know what I'm going to do when the Pacers win tonight? I'm going to wait and see what Pat Boyle says in the morning. I'm serious, because Pat is still, God bless him, Pat's doing something that I would support him in doing. I hate guys who get on national radio. I'm not a fan of anybody. Mm-hmm. Like, I believe Jim Rome does not have a fan allegiance growing up. I believe that he is devoid of it, and
yeah,
that's who he is. maybe when he was like six, he had a favorite team or whatever, but I do. Like, there are guys, like, I remember I talked to a basketball writer who grew up in Toronto, and his family, like, had season tickets for the Raptors. And I asked him, and this is when they won with Kawhi. And I go, did you celebrate? He goes, no. And he looked at me like I was like an idiot. And I'm going, you had season tickets to the Raptors? And I can't be like that. You can't, really? We can't? I go, I know you're a Big J journalist. I'm just a radio show host. I'm allowed to act like that. And thank God I do. So I support Pat and be like, yeah, you know what? I'm on from coast to coast in the middle of the night. And I'm a Knicks fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
He's actually a Browns fan, too, which makes it fun.
Weird,
But he's like, I'm a Knicks fan, and I'm unabashed about it, and I'm hoping that the Knicks win, and some of this stuff is going to sound without foundation because there's not foundation. It's a hope instead of an actual feel. I support him in that. However, I'm waiting to hear what Pat has to say because if Pat sits there and talks about how this is bad for the NBA, I'm going to call him a loser and all the other Knicks fans who are saying it as well because all that is a loser's lament.
To cope.
That's all that is. That's how you cope it out because you think about this. In the NFL, it's everybody. The NFL has built in, that's beyond the point. The Dodgers have a major fan base. It's L.A., the Yankees and Mets have major fan bases. It's New York City, Queens, Bronx, it's New York. I think when they sit there and go, it's bad for the league. Yeah, you usually have a major fan base of one of the fan bases who might have lost or might not have come close. And then they say it's bad for the league. If the Lakers aren't in it, it's bad for the league. The Celtics, the Knicks, and things like that. I just think it's the biggest group of losers crying over their losing. So be a loser. Cry over your losing. And nothing will make me happier, except I do like Jerry Ferrara for whatever reason, even though he's an unabashed Knicks fan. I look at them and I say, yeah, you're a bunch of losers trying to cope with your losing. And I will say that tomorrow and I'll put it out on social media as much as I can because that's all it becomes. It's a loser's lament.
It's one small thing I don't like that Boyle does, just as a quick aside.
Oh, go right ahead.
I think he's good. There's one thing I don't like.
What is it?
And I think a lot of people do this. When one team loses, especially in the NBA, but you're seeing it in the NFL now.
Okay.
The minute Lamar Jackson loses.
This is why he's not the best?
We go right on and say that's why he's not. No, we forget that there's like 27 other teams that are at home that would love to have Lamar Jackson.
Yeah.
But because he lost, just like we're going to hear tonight, once the Knicks lose, oh, it's an embarrassment that we tried to prop up this guy or whatever. I hate when people do that for every stage of the playoffs, anytime somebody loses.
I don't think we'll hear that, though.
Okay,
I think
he's a Knicks
it's
fan.
Pat, yeah. And I think that he will sit there and go, okay, great ratings you guys are going to have. Wonderful. Yeah,
and
great for the league.
It's going to be terrible
sarcastically.
Ratings. Sarcastically. Get ready for it. You're going to have a lot of people wage the culture wars and throw the NBA into it. I think the NBA playoffs have been awesome. I do. There have been a ton of memorable nights for me as an NBA fan. The three comebacks that were all historic. The fact that you had teams emerge out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. Nobody had Indiana mm-hmm. as an Eastern Conference Finals team, and certainly nobody had them as an NBA Finals team. I think that's healthy for the sport. I think we went away from something we were very nervous about, even though we benefited from, which was
interesting.
Which was the joining forces for the super teams. They have done their best to litigate that out of the sport. So as a fan in a city where nobody would ever, unless LeBron was here, nobody would ever want to team up with other superstars to come and play. I love the fact that they've solved that. Now they've created other problems, which is now teams can't keep their good players that are homegrown or the players that they've been able to trade for through their own expertise or sophisticated, you know, philosophies.
Yeah.
Like I don't like that. So there's some problems with the NBA that we're going to have to always fix, but there's always problems with all these sports. Overall, I think it's been a great playoffs. Don't care that the ratings aren't going to be good. And boy, I cannot stress how bad the ratings are going to be and how often it's going to be thrown in your face if you're an NBA fan.
But I don't think that I think that the league does care, and I think in some regards they should care, but this is what the league is. And some days you're going to have some years you're going to have some really good years. Like, I think with NIL, I think that as long as you have Ohio State, Georgia, Alabama, Michigan, I think you I think you'll be fine with ratings. I think if you end Notre Dame, honestly, and Penn State fans will disagree, and I know they do have a big fan base, it's just not in the same category as them. Does Texas count in that as well?
Mm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so Texas. If it's Penn State and Oregon in the national championship game, it's not going to have the same ratings as an Ohio State game.
And Penn State might get a nice East Coast audience, but you're right.
But it doesn't matter in the grand scheme, because you can't manipulate it. And ultimately, I just don't think fans care. I don't think a general sports fan cares. I think that we care.
Now,
I think it's something we like to talk about as media.
I do.
I don't think general fans give an F about whether or not they have good ratings or not. I don't think they get... Again, the fans that care are the loser the fans of the loser team. Those are the only ones that would ever care about something like that. I don't think a general sports fan, a guy who's just going to sit down and watch the finals, I don't think they give a shirt over whether or not it had good ratings or not.
But isn't it? It is pretty amazing. And the media does have some role in this. There's no doubt in superstardom and how we choose who we're going to either hate or who we're going to go out of our way to watch when it's not our home team.
Yeah.
So this always actually really intrigued me, because there have been teams and players in sports that I've found to be very entertaining, but the numbers aren't there. They don't really seem to care. And I'm always interested in the why. It's why I talk about TV ratings so often. Like, the fact that Caitlin Clark was able to outdraw the entire NCAA men's tournament and do things we've never seen in women's sports, get that kind of a rating, other than maybe the women's soccer team when they first broke through and won the World Cup. So those are the things that I am interested in. So I don't want to be a hypocrite. Like, I say I don't care that the NBA is going to get bad ratings, but I do want to talk about why they're getting bad ratings. That does interest me. And I do think Oklahoma City's fun to watch, and I think the Pacers have shown in the playoffs to be enormously fun to watch. They're not representative of some boring style of just chuck up a bunch of threes, which everybody said was hurting the NBA. So finally you have a team that does it differently. They seem to have a great bunch of guys, other than the one we hate is right now is Mathurin. Every team's got a Mathurin. Every team should have one. Maybe that's one of the problems. The Cavs don't really have that guy that other teams would hate. But They are an entertaining team to watch basketball-wise, but why are they not going to get a high rating, aside from the fact they're in the Midwest and they're Indiana? Because people don't know Halliburton. They don't know Pascal Siakam, even though he's been on a championship team. These guys aren't household names yet. I do wonder if an NBA Finals of Halliburton having some sort of an incident maybe with fans, or Halliburton hitting more game winners, like maybe this is the playoff run that does propel him.
I think Halliburton probably has a little bit of an uptick over some of the other things. I mean, I know that people look at ratings as a gauge in human interest. Yes, naturally, there's not as many fans of the Oklahoma City Thunder and the Indiana Pacers as there are the Knicks and the Lakers and a couple of other ones. But I think that's a natural thing that happens every now and then. I think that what affects ratings more is the parity, not the lack thereof, but the parity. I think that you have to have some parity, but I don't think it's the best thing to have seven champions in 7 years. I think that if you had the Celtics win a couple, then you have a natural enemy that other people don't like, or they do like, and it's a big fan base. I think that Kansas City becoming a dynasty, yes, the NFL is able to just rake it in, but I also think that more people are watching because they want to see whether or not if Kansas City could have three-peated, whether to watch Kansas City lose. You know, I think that there will be, if they go through a drought or anything like that, you know, can Patrick Mahomes get back to the mountaintop? Or, you know, if Philadelphia is not a plucky underdog type of city. I think it's a city that hates other people, other fan bases, and I think other fan bases hate Philadelphia. If Philadelphia were to win another Super Bowl or were to go to a Super Bowl against the Cincinnati Bengals, I think that everybody would be rooting for the Cincinnati Bengals, or certainly the Buffalo Bills. Holy Chautauqua, people are going to be rooting for the Buffalo Bills over the Philadelphia Eagles. If the Eagles win another championship in a row, I think people will be begging another team to beat the Philadelphia Eagles. And I think that's part of the fun. I really do. If the Dodgers go back and win a back-to-back World Series, I think that will draw more fans in the 2026 World Series to see the, hopefully, Cleveland Guardians or the Detroit Tigers or somebody try to stop the Dodgers from winning two in a row. I actually think that if the Dodgers were to go again, hell, this year, just because of the way the system is, it's probably is built for better ratings. As much as I complain, it probably is built for better ratings to see whether or not a David from the American League can beat the Dodgers, or a David that somehow the Padres, who have a better payroll than what a lot of people realize, if the Padres from this small town that lost pro basketball, that lost the NFL, can beat the Yankees or the Mets or something like that. I think that that's what draws people in. Good versus evil, David Goliath. And
are there going to be good versus evil with the cap restrictions that there are now? There aren't going to be
in the NBA.
There aren't going to be the super teams. So
yeah,
we're not going to feel like teams are fraudulently put together like we did when LeBron was in Miami, like a lot of people thought when Golden State got Durant.
Well, before that, though, they were a really good basketball team. Obviously, they won 72 games, and a lot of people didn't like myself. I will tell you this, and I think a lot of people agreed, because we were good again. Until we were good, I think a lot of people were America's darlings, including a lot of people loved them here.
Yeah.
But when we got good again, when we used the system that we hated to get good again, meaning forming a super team on the Cleveland Cavaliers, I think a lot of folks loved the Golden State Warriors, except for I hated it. I hated that they got lucky with Draymond Green. I mean, he's a second round pick. It felt like they got, I know that they,
yeah.
they Bob Myers is a good scout. You know,
yeah,
Jerry
but that
West,
second round
thing,
picks are luck. They are lucks.
But for him to be that good of a second round pick is something. For Klay Thompson, I'll give Chris Villar credit. He probably wouldn't listen to this, and he's up in Michigan. When he told me the year before, he thought Klay Thompson was going to be most improved player in the NBA, and he hit it right on the effing button that he thought Klay Thompson was going to be most improved. We did that on the air. For those guys to become the great triumvirate that they were, I think that eventually people get jealous of success for whatever reason. They want their team to be good, and they get tired of hearing.
But so if no team has real success, when we have seven different champions in 7 years, does that hurt?
Part of the problem.
So now parity is hurting them when parity is supposed to help the NFL.
But I do think that these things, I hope that they become cyclical. I think that there will be one team that somehow is able to hit the right notes at the right time and become the next dynasty. I don't think we'll ever see the Bulls again. I don't think we'll ever have a three-peat again like we have with the Lakers with this current system. But I think there's teams that can win back-to-back. I think there are teams that can be taken as you could be jealous of. You know, if one move presents itself for the LA Lakers, could they sign off on something like that? If one move presents itself for the Clippers, could they sign on something like that? Like, I think one move, one master stroke by somebody to become younger and end up winning the war while losing that short-term battle, I think that they could end up being a team that a lot of people hate. Like, could you imagine? Let's just put this here. Say Cooper Flagg is the real deal. People despise Nico Harrison. Could you imagine that team winning an NBA Finals in 3 years with a young Cooper Flagg? How hated they would be? I mean, that people are watching. People would actively root against them because you hate what they done. Now, I don't know what the storyline will be around Luka at that time. I'm creating something off the top of my head.
Yeah.
But I tell you right now, I think people would look at it and go, the Mavericks don't deserve this. They would play against a team that would probably had to put it. You know, Minnesota's had to be a little bit patient.
They had to
deal with ownership problems here and there.
Can I give you a counterpoint? Unless,
I know they're both in the West, but you get what I'm saying.
Counterpoint is, unless the Luka trade kind of results in them becoming a better team over time, more sustainable.
Of course.
Then it's not looked at nearly as bad of a trade.
But that's fair. And I think there would be people who go, wait a minute, you guys all called for this guy to get fired. But I still think there would be a lot of people going, they lucked into that because of the lottery. Nico Harrison. I mean, there are plenty of people going, he should still be fired. He doesn't deserve to make this pick for what he's done. If he is still the general manager of that basketball team, and there's no reason why he wouldn't be if you have Cooper Flagg to see where the rest of this goes. Because as of right now, Nico Harrison can look anybody dead in the eye and go, this is the plan. This is what I wanted to do. And you could debate whether or not that's legitimate or not, but that's what he can say. So are you going to fire a guy like that? Well, probably not, especially if Cooper Flagg becomes great. So if they're great, there's definitely going to be fans on the other side, some intrigue. And, you know, if they play the Lakers, what if they play the Lakers in the Western Conference Finals? What if they play the Knicks in the NBA Finals? What if they play us in the NBA Finals? You know, there's intrigue, and I think that it creates something that has a draw for an American sports fan. It's just how much of a draw can it gain for the American general populace? I don't know if people are watching series the way they do a Super Bowl,
a
national championship game.
Never. Not anymore.
You used to be able to get people to commit to seven games.
Yeah, not anymore.
You can't do that now. So it's, I think naturally they got things that are working against them.
How much would the rating go up if Caitlin Clark joined the team and got to play in garbage time minutes in the series? Ponder that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.